Testimonies for the Church, containing messages of warning and instruction to Seventh-day Adventists. Chapter 6. The Warning Repeated. St. Helena, California, July 15, 1905. I have a warning for our people in all our churches. For years, messages have been coming to the leader of our medical missionary work, telling him that he was not carrying that work forward in straight lines. He mingles with it his own spirit and brings in ingenious inventions to do a work that God has forbidden his denominated people to do. There is a work being carried on through lawyers that is not after the divine similitude. This is manifest in efforts to get possession of property that he does not and should not control. For years, testimonies of warning and correction that God has sent have been neglected. Because of the wrong representations given of matters, the people are in danger of being deceived. For years, the Lord has looked with displeasure upon this course of action. I have done all that I could to encourage the leader in this work to turn to the Lord with full purpose of heart. But he has gone on in his own way, regardless of the light given him. I wish all to understand in regard to this, and to know that brethren of experience should deal faithfully and truly with him, whatever course he may pursue in return. They are not to appear to sustain him. And they should know that through the science that he has been studying for years, Satan has worked as a wise and intelligent scientist to draw him away from God. Notwithstanding all the warnings that have been given, he has not changed in principle. His heart is deceptive, and he deceives others. Had he stood by the principles given by the Holy Spirit, he would have been preserved from all this deception and trouble. He has had to suffer the consequences of his own doings.